This is a download from BBC Learning English. For terms of use, go to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Archer. This is 6 Minute English, and with me today is Callum Robertson. Hello, Callum.
Hello, Yvonne.
Today, words of wisdom. Callum, are you wise enough to explain the word wisdom for us?
Well, I'll give it a go. I'd say that wisdom is something that usually comes to us as we gain more knowledge and experiences in life. Mm. And a wise person knows and understands how to make sensible decisions based on that knowledge and on those experiences, even when the decisions are difficult.
Nice explanation.
Well, thank you.
So that's why older people are usually the wisest, because they've had more time to gather knowledge and experiences in life, like Callum. So,
well, you're saying I'm old?
Didn't say anything. So, wise words there from a wise man, Callum. But before we hear more on today's topic, are you wise enough to get today's question right, Callum?
Oh, I hope so.
Good. Who said, "Life is like an onion. You peel it off one layer at a time and sometimes you weep." Was it A, Carl Sandburg, B, Alan Bennett, or C, Confucius?
I don't know who Carl Sandburg is. Alan Bennett is a British writer. Confucius is an old philosopher. I'm going to say Confucius. I don't know, but I'll say Confucius.
Nice choice. But we'll find out whether you're right or wrong later on. Now, in today's report about words of wisdom, words and sayings which can help us understand how to be successful in life, we'll come across the word diplomacy. You've probably heard it before in news reports, but let's get Callum to tell us about it anyway.
Well, diplomacy is, I suppose it's a skill, really. It's an ability to say and do things without offending or upsetting people. And in news reports, we sometimes hear about diplomats. And it's their job to work in international relations, helping countries develop good relationships with each other.
But if someone says, "You're diplomatic," it isn't always a compliment, is it?
Well, no, not always. Some people might find it offensive if we don't tell them exactly what we mean or how we feel, because we're trying to be kind, we're trying to be diplomatic, we don't want to upset them. And that can leave some people wondering what we really mean.
Thanks, Callum. So now, the BBC's Vanessa Feltz recently did a show about wisdom and the key to success, happiness in life. As she tells us what one listener said, try to find out which three areas of life they're talking about.
Communication is the key to success, but use diplomacy at home, at work, wherever you are. There may well be people listening who think the very opposite is true. Keep quiet. Silence is the key to success in romance and at work.
Callum, which three areas of life does Vanessa mention there?
Well, she was talking about finding the key to success in life at home, life at work, and also in romance, in our love lives.
Ooh. So all areas of life, really. But is it better to keep quiet if there's an argument, or is it better to communicate in a diplomatic way? So talk about things without upsetting the other person.
Well, that's a difficult question, because it of course it depends on the situation, your relationship, the person you're talking to. For example, how old are they? How well do you know them, and how do they get angry very quickly or not? All these things you have to think about.
Yes, it's a tricky question.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Now, in the next part of Vanessa's program on words of wisdom, she uses some really lovely phrases. First, to keep stumm. Callum?
To keep stumm. Well, it's actually a mixture of English and Yiddish, which is the Jewish language, but it's an expression we use in everyday English as well. To keep stumm, it means to keep quiet and not say anything.
Lovely. We'll also hear the word fence, as in the term to sit on the fence, and to not state your case either way. Don't those terms have similar meanings, Callum?
Yes, they do. If you sit on the fence and don't get off, or you don't state your case, you don't tell people what you think and whether you agree with them or not. And in an argument, it's not clear whose side you're on.
Mm. Okay, here's Vanessa again. She speaks a little more quickly this time, but try to catch those phrases.
If you just keep stumm and ride out the bad situation, you don't say anything, you don't get off the fence, in fact, you don't register at all, you're just quiet, quiet, laid back and retiring, it will all go away, or it will all improve on its own, and you won't have had to state your case either way. We're taking calls on wisdom this morning. Wisdom, you know that word, sagacity. Another lovely word for wisdom.
Wow, Vanessa really loves the English language, doesn't she? But I don't think anyone has enough sagacity, wisdom, to know all the answers in life.
Well, a sage might. And that's another word for a wise man, a sage.
And luckily, Callum, you're my sage.
Oh.
So please don't get today's big question wrong. Who said, life is like an onion? You peel it one layer at a time and sometimes you weep.
Well, I took a guess at Confucius.
And your guess was wrong.
Oh, no, not
Sorry,
again.
Callum. Yes, it was Carl Sandburg,
oh.
An American poet. Now, that's all we've got time for today. But do join us again next time for more 6-Minute English when we'll all be a little older and hopefully a lot wiser.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
BBClearningEnglish.com.